Christians from Mosul, Iraq find hope in watching TV. Egypt's president may not be what he seems, and a childhood game becomes a teaching tool in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are no longer a minority in Mosul, Iraq. The population's been exiled from modern-day Nineveh. President of Sat7 USA Rex Rogers says this isn't just a Christian issue.
Other Arabs who are moderate, perhaps in their religious persuasion, they're also seeing that extremism is dangerous to them. They see the destruction of a minority group like Christians. They begin to question their own religious perspectives, and they're open then to new ideas.
Many have become atheists. Sat7, Christian satellite television ministry for the Middle East and North Africa, is viewed by more than 15 million people in a place where 98% are non-Christian.
The preacher here, in one sense, can be satellite television because it penetrates. Everybody has hookups. It's free to air. Once they're there, they can get Christian truth from outside. It can't be censored. It can't really be effectively jammed.
Your $20 provides programming for 20 people for a year. Invest in Sat7 through a link at our website. Next, the Muslim Brotherhood didn't hide their anti-Christian agenda when they had control of Egypt. But now, the same sentiment appears to be rising from the current president. Ahmed, an Egyptian Muslim background believer, helped by Advancing Native Missions, explains.
Morsi and his group, they are obey God. He obey what Quran said. To fight, to kill unbeliever from family of Bible, meaning Jewish and Christian.
Egypt's current president follows the same Islamic doctrine. Now, at our website, we explain why Christians are still facing trouble. Despite the risk, though, Ahmed introduces Muslims to Jesus Christ with the help of A&M.
Islam is spirit of deception. God give us wisdom to destroy this spirit.
Pray for Ahmed and other native missionaries like him.
Pray for Egypt and for Muslims. Pray that God help us to give us boldness, witness, to speak for Muslims.
This is Mission Network News. Many of you understand it can be tough to communicate and relate to your teen. Open Doors says that that's the same thing for Christian mothers in Egypt, if not worse. The generational gap in Egypt is intensified by the illiteracy rate of many mothers. While children become educated about the world, their parents stick to religious tradition. Tensions rise, often causing the child to run away. Go to our website to find out how Open Doors is helping heal these relationships. Next, have you ever been part of a team where things clicked so well it was almost supernatural? Why do you think that was? Well, judging by a conversation we had with Steve Edmondson, founder of Starfish, it could be a shared vision. And in this case, it is supernatural, guided by God.
The National Wesleyan Church of Haiti and also the organization Wish and Starfish have come together in collaboration, and we have made the steps forward to develop an agricultural research and training teaching garden.
So what is the shared vision? Edmondson says it's Jesus.
The gospel is everything that we do. We don't want people to come to the end of their days warm and well-fed, but not knowing the Christ who can give them eternal life. And if we stop short of conveying that message, then we've fallen short of our goal.
And rock, paper, scissors. We all remember playing that game as kids, right? Well, it's also a teaching method. China Partner explains in full at our website. It's one method the group uses when teaching lay pastors and church leaders about discipleship. Now, many leaders understand small group studies, but don't know how to use them to make disciples. Pray China Partner's training sinks in and helps the leaders turn nominal Christians into disciples. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some tough stuff right now? We've got a book to help. It's called Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller. It's free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to an absolute blessing. To get your free copy, just call us and ask for it. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at our website, though, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.